Definitely, you know, it was fun. You don't have to worry about whether you in or now. You know you in, so that was good.
What was the reaction of the squad? Obviously, last year, as you said, a little different. You don't know if you're getting in this year. You knew you were going, just a matter of where and when. What was the reaction?
Well, I think we were definitely more relaxed this year. Last year, we were jumping up and down because we weren't sure, you know, where we were going to be or if we were going to be in at all. So I think we all knew we were getting in. We were just anxious to see, you know, where and what seed we got.
What do you know about Houston?
We don't know much. Coach explained a little bit about their coach, saying that they might shoot a lot of threes and play on the perimeter well. So, you know, we just have to prepare like we normally do and work on our perimeter defense.
You guys had a 7-game winning streak before the loss of Georgia Tech. Do you think you have a chance of having another big win streak of 6 games in the NCAAs?
We're definitely capable. I mean, you know, we're definitely capable of pulling it off again. We just have to get back to when we were playing well and, you know, figure out what we did to play as well as we did and get back to it in practice and take it on to the tournament.
Can you talk about what these games mean to you now as a senior, national stage? And some will say you just try to treat it like any other game, but is it more than any other game, knowing that it could be your last whenever you stand up?
Definitely, it's time to go. You know, I think we as a senior, when you know, we want these type of games. We want to be on the stage, and it's gonna be fun. You know, it's not gonna be easy, but it's gonna be fun for us, and we're gonna work extremely hard this week and get ready to win games.
Easy to take the sting out of how the ACC went when you see your name get called?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I'm sure we all probably forgotten about Georgia Tech already, and see with the 4 seed, you know, one of the top 16 seeds is a pretty good honor for us.
Davis, how long did that last game last year against Memphis last for you guys? How long do you remember? Do you still remember that feeling of walking off that court?
A little bit, you know. We, in order for us to be a good team, we have to have a short memory. We have to, you know, move on and work. And we still got that, you know, since last year. But we're not worried about that. This is a, you know, new tournament, different opponents. So we're just trying to get ready and, you know, win our first game. It's gonna be hard, but that's, you know, we're very focused, and we're gonna try our best.
Either of you three ever been to Spokane?
No. I never have.
Never been. No, this is probably the only situation where I'd ever go. Yeah.
What kind of things are you guys, what do you know now about the NCAA tournament that maybe you didn't know a few years ago? What do you have to do to get ready to play at the level you want to be at?
I think it all starts in practice. You know, it's, we have a long week. We don't play till Friday, so I think, you know, getting to the level where we need to be. You know, getting up to the game time on Friday. I think it's huge if we're really going in practice, and I think we'll be ready for the game on Friday.
Is there anything you can do to avoid starting slow again? I mean, anything you guys have talked about that you can do to get right into it and avoid that slow start?
You know, the focus has got to be there, and you know, us three seniors, we definitely have to take a big pride in that. Coming on the court, you know, when the jump ball goes up, everybody's on the same page, everybody's working hard, everybody's playing defense. But you know, I think for us, it's just if we start off real aggressive on defense, then that's usually how we get going. And I think we're just going to emphasize that and practice a lot this week, just working on our defense and getting back to moving the ball when we were playing good.
Landon, what would you say to a freshman like Jordan Williams about doing this for the first time? You've been there. What would you tell him?
I mean, I want him to be excited about it, you know, but at the same time, I want him to take it real serious. You know, this is what we all work for. You know, this is the point in time where you look back at preseason and you look back at all the work we did. You know, we want to get to this point in the season and show how hard we worked and get some wins out there. But I think he knows, you know, I think he's matured a lot this year. And I think he'll handle it pretty well. So.
If
probably doesn't change your approach at all, but does it change your guys' perspective entering the tournament this year, not being one of the last teams in, in fact, being one of the top four seeds and one of the first groups announced tonight?
I mean, it feels good, man. We work hard. We have been working hard since we got here from our first year. So, I mean, knowing that we're already in the tournament means a lot. But now, you know, it's time to go. It's time for us to, you know, make it special. You know, we lost in the second game last year in the first round. So we want to go to the Sweet 16, and it's going to be hard. And that's why we have to be very focused and we have to really work hard this week because it's not about getting into the tournament now. It's, you know, trying to take this team far and then, you know, make it a really, really special tournament for us because it's our last, you know, it's the last tournament.
What's the first thing the coach told you after
the game? He was just, you know, wanted us to be proud of the seed we got, you know, being a co-ACC championship. I mean, it's a good, great accomplishment, and he just wanted us to be proud of what we did.
As a class, do you feel that you guys still have to leave something like a legacy for this program, and this is sort of your last opportunity to do something like that?
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the things we talked about in the beginning of the season. Try to put as many banners up on the ceiling as we can, and you know, it's just another opportunity for us. You know, seniors to come out there and show, you know, show how far we're taking this team as far as being leaders. And, you know, we're definitely going to come out there and do what we can to get these wins.
You guys excited?
We are excited. Well, I mean, we're pretty excited. We just, you know, we want to be focused. We want to take this very serious. You know, we just want to win. And, you know, last year we were so excited because we barely got in. And, you know, my freshman year we were excited because, you know, that was our first time. Just like you say, we want to do something remarkable and we want to put, you know, something in the ceiling that, you know, maybe no other team has. But, you know, obviously, 2002, they won national championship, went to a Final Four. But we want to make it special. So we are excited, but we want to do something special.
Do you know anything about Aubrey Coleman, leads the nation in scoring? Have you even heard of him?
I watch him play, actually, while I was at the ACC tournament. He's a great player. You know, definitely. I mean, they're great. I mean, I watched the championship game, and, you know, I never thought we were going to play them. So they got some good guards, and they play tough. And it's going to be a tough game, but it's March Madness, so it's going to be fun. And we're definitely looking forward to face them and play them.
You've raised your own stock.
Hang on, folks. Can we do separates now with the three guys? I've got to bring Gary in at probably in 5 minutes or so. Did you guys want to do separates, or is this okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Separates, yeah.
Aaron, back corner, landed over here. G, why don't you hang on up here?